Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you're in the getting away mood, this is a week for lots of people to be traveling and there are a lot of headaches. We'll address how to get around and work through some of those headaches with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the two words you should never allow your children to use? Well, here they are, and the developmental science of it. Recently, a single dad and his young son were my house guest, and what really caught my attention was when the son sauntered in about 4 o'clock one afternoon and announced to the entire room, "Hey, Dad, I'm bored." The father never raised his voice, but he looked at him as if he had said a naughty word, and the dad said, "You know, we don't use those words, I'm bored. What are you gonna do about it?" What's the cheap psychological trick? The quicker you can get your child to take responsibility for their actions, even their entertainment, the better prepared they'll be for later life. That's smart parenting. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. Any number of things going on, Pauline. I wonder, I saw the pictures, you probably did too, of this plane that was on its way to Nashville from New York, got struck by birds and had to land in Charleston. I thought those windshields on planes were a lot stiffer than that. You like to think that planes are built so that they would withstand something like that. It just seems odd, may have been the way they was hit. But when that happened...
Well, I guess it must have been a mighty big bird, wasn't it? That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. One of the things you write about this week is the, I don't know if announcement is the correct way of looking at it, but the focus on what happens if you're on a multi-city trip. In other words, it's not a one-way, it's not a round trip. I do this all the time. Go from Boston to Miami to Los Angeles, back to Boston again, and I'll put it all in one itinerary. Or at least I used to, but I'm not going to anymore. I'll buy single, you know, you just buy a single leg. And why don't you explain what the airlines have figured out how to screw more of the passengers with these multi-city
Well, this
things.
Is something that American, Delta, and United all came out with, coincidentally, about a month ago.
No collusion there, though.
Yeah. No collusion. Actually, the Department of Justice may be investigating it. There's a big call for them to do so. But anyway, it used to be if you went to a travel agency or an online travel agency and you wanted to fly American, say, to from New York to Boston to Miami and, you know, somewhere else all in one week and then back to New York, the easiest way to do it was to get one ticket that allowed for these multiple stops.
Right.
Well, the airlines are saying that consumers have figured out that certain routes are cheaper, and so sometimes people are using the system to get a cheaper flight by flying from, say, New York to Boston and then Miami rather than straight to Miami. So they've cleaned this up with a sledgehammer. They are now requiring anybody who books a multi-stop itinerary on one ticket to pay the refundable fare. And the refundable fare, everybody gets non-refundable tickets because they tend to be 5 times, 6 times, 7 times less expensive.
Right.
So people are, without even knowing it, are seeing these whopping fares. In one case, a fare for a multi-stop itinerary was something like $1,200. Those flights booked independently as one-ways came to $300.
Oh, so you just book them one way, that's all. That takes care of the problem, right?
You've got to book them one way. It solves the problem, but a lot of people don't even know this problem exists.
No, they do.
It just was put into place a month ago.
Do you remember Hidden Cities, how we used to before, you know, if it was a one way, you can still do it if it's a one way. Yeah, you want to go to Cleveland, but you find out the ticket from Boston to Columbus is cheaper than the flight to Cleveland, but you got to go through Cleveland anyway. You just get off the plane.
That's what the airlines are trying to stop with this.
Right.
But it's a really, really nefarious way to do it, and it's angering a lot of people.
As well it should. Speaking of anger, about 6,800 American Airlines passengers missed their flights because of the TSA. Americans hopping mad, and so are passengers about that. What do we know, and what can be done to fix it?
Well, the TSA underbudgeted. They thought more people were going to sign up for pre-check, so they didn't hire enough folks to man those security lines, but they are staffing up now. If you're traveling in the next couple of months, get there early. The lines are ugly.
All right. A lot of things you can read about at Fromers.com, the Fromers Travel Guide. Pauline Fromer here from Fromers on the Good Day program. Thanks, Pauline.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.